Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue here by going right back into the phone calls. It's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Start things out this hour. Matt, what's on your mind?
Okay, well, I called because you were talking to Gene, the Christian anarchist, and he mentioned something about a drug that he had that he felt was a truth serum.
Yeah, he had gone to the proctologist, I guess, and they had administered some sort of drug that knocks you out, but you're really blacked out because you can keep answering questions and follow orders. It's just that you don't remember any of it when you wake up.
Okay, and you mentioned, or you asked, why wouldn't they use that? Why would they torture people instead of using that drug?
Mm-hmm.
Which seems to be a valid question, but the answer is quite simple. If they knock you out and they give you a truth serum, you're not going to confess to something that you didn't do.
So, oh, I see. You're saying that when they're torturing you, they're trying to get you to admit, in some cases, not just to give up information on others, but to admit to committing a crime you may not have committed.
Sure, because it's going to look awfully good to certain people if you can say to, they sit in front of Congress and say, you know, we've stopped a three or four terrorist attacks here on the United States, and here's the confessions to prove it.
Interesting point.
And if they're giving them truth serum, these people are going to be telling the truth, and the truth would be that they had nothing to do with terrorism
right.
or any of these attacks.
Brilliant. Very good, sir. Anything else on your mind?
No, I'll cover it.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So that's a great explanation.
Yeah.
We continue with your
Apparently, they're not looking for the truth.
You bring up anything. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey,
hi.
Jeremy.
Hey, I'm here.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I know it's free talk live and everything, but I wanted to let y'all know the money bombs on Saturday and try to encourage you guys to talk about Ron Paul as much as you could, because I know everybody's issues and subjects are real important, but if we don't get the man in there, you know, who knows how long it'll be before we can even talk about what we want to talk about.
Well, first of all, I think your information is inaccurate. I believe the money bomb is on Sunday. That's the 16th.
Sunday?
If you go to tpartyo7.com, you can get more information about that. But, you know, this isn't the Ron Paul show. I mean, we certainly talk about Ron Paul. And when there's when there's an excuse or a reason to talk about Ron Paul, we certainly will. But we're not going to spend 3 hours a night discussing, you know, his campaign.
I don't blame you, but there's one other thing that I have.
Yes?
Well, I was just about to, you know, the sex thing and everything, that's kind of the bottom of the hit list. I mean, compared to making real changes in this country, and that's about all I really wanted to say tonight.
Very good, Jeremy. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I think he was referencing a story we talked about last hour from a little city in Texas that has outlawed sex parties, essentially. And, you know, the issue there was one of private property, of neighbors not getting along with neighbors, and how best to resolve that problem. And, you know, every one of our listeners, I'm sure, has different rankings as far as what they consider to be important stories and not. And the fact is, if, you know, if there aren't, you know, the point of this show is to take your calls, and you can call in about anything. Once we've exhausted the phone calls, then we've got to go to our show prep, which is up to us to decide what we think's interesting. And that one came across my desk, and I thought it was fascinating, because I think neighbor relations are you know, something that a lot of people have to deal with, and not everybody lives out in Montana where you've got miles between your houses. I'm sure there are neighborhoods there too.
No, for sure.
But you know, these are real issues that real people have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, the neighbor that plays the music too loud, or has parties running too late and cars parked all over the place, or isn't taking care of his lawn. You know, is the right answer to call the government in to solve your problem, or is the right answer to just approach your neighbor and talk to them, or better yet, to solve the problem in advance by moving into a deed-restricted neighborhood where there are prior agreements in place that restrict these sorts of behavior? So these are real important issues, in my opinion.
Yeah, being a good neighbor is important, but I can imagine that Naked Twister is probably a pretty loud game.
800-259-9231. We continue with David in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Hey, thanks, guys.
What's on your mind?
Actually, Vancouver, Canada.
Very good. What's on your mind?
Don't let this go to your head, but you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Love
okay,
you.
Thanks.
I listen to you online when I'm doing my computer work and stuff. So, yeah, I love it. Good
so
show.
What do you have tonight? Go ahead.
I'd like to take you back in the time a little bit if you'd help me out here. I'm a little confused. I've watched Loose Change, Loose Change 2, listen to Alex Jones, GCN Live, everybody. And I have a question about 9/11, if you don't mind going back there.
Okay.
Now, evidence being removed and not being let to the public. First of all, like, if there's no real planes, where are the real people that were on those planes? You know what I mean?
Are you asking a question in regards to some of these conspiracy theories that are floating
around?
In fact,
there were no planes?
Pretty much. Like, there's no evidence of planes, but people were on those planes.
You're saying that the conspiracy theorists claim that the planes weren't real and were, in fact, what, like holograms or something?
No, I'm saying that there is no evidence of plane wreckage or luggage or people.
Are you making
9/11?
The... Hold on, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. Are you making the assertion that there is no evidence?
Well, I'm... Yes, correct.
Well, the evidence, I'm sure that there was evidence at the time. At this point, we're so far removed from it, it would be very difficult to say, to give you definitive proof that there are, you know, here are some bodies, here's some luggage, and all that other stuff.
Well, the reason why I'm asking, what comes to mind is the Pentagon. There was basically no evidence in all of the videos.
Now, hold on a second. Before you go on with this, I want to point out that, this isn't a conspiracy show. I find this all, interesting maybe from an academic perspective, but I don't think it has any relevance on what we're trying to do on into the future, and that is, spread the message of freedom and liberty. But, just to point something out to you, the claims you're making are based on conspiracy videos and, the conspiracy theorists. The fact is there are rebuttals to all of those claims out there, and there are rebuttals to those rebuttals and so on and so forth. I recommend, you mentioned Loose Change. That's one of the more popular conspiracy theory movies. Go to loosechangeguide.com and read some of the rebuttals to the claims that they make in that Loose Change movie. Loosechangeguide.com just decimates Loose Change. It'll make you embarrassed that you ever believed anything Loose Change told you. But does that mean that loosechangeguide.com is completely accurate? No, it's just another site, website making claims. They happen to document many of their claims far better than Loose Change does, so in my opinion, it's probably a little more credible. But my point here is, just because someone puts together a persuasive, well-edited, slick video doesn't mean that they're giving you good information. And nor does it mean that you should really even be spending time trying to figure out what the real story is. Your question, though, is a good one. If the conspiracy theorists are saying that there were no that there was no wreckage, like, for instance, on the, was it the Flight 91, where it crashed into, allegedly crashed
into the field? I heard there was wreckage in three different locations across the Pennsylvania countryside.
Some will claim there was wreckage. Some will claim there wasn't. I mean, whatever. Your question is good. What about the people on the planes? That's something the conspiracy theorists, they just don't answer that question because they don't have any. Thing. Then they just have to, construct an even deeper conspiracy theory that all those people were shuffled off into a hangar and gassed to death and then, may disappear, or some other absurd claim like that. My main point here, though, is that you could go forever. You could spend all of your free time, researching one side and then researching the other side and then researching the other side and just going on into infinity. And really, nothing will ever come from this, dude. I mean, you can spend all the time you want to, and nothing's going to change. The fact is, whoever did this, whether it was the government story that's true or the conspiracy theorist story that's true or something else completely, it's done and it's over with, and the government's been getting bigger as a result. What we need to do is focus on the growth of government and getting it slashed way, way down, far beyond where it currently is today. Focus on Ron Paul and helping get him elected, and focus on, real, tangible activism that can actually have an effect on the future rather than living in the past. Thank you for the call. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help us out, then go buy some stuff and help yourself into some wonderful Free Talk Live garb, like T-shirts and hats and hoodies. We've also got other cool products as well, but you'll see it's quite a variety. We've got different colors even for you. Of course, you can choose your size, and the quality of the items is excellent. Go to store.freetalklive.com to place your order. I had mentioned that we were talking about a special promotion at the store, and I think we're going to launch that on the 16th. It's going to coincide with the Ron Paul money bomb. So that should give you a hint as to what the promotion is going to have to do with at the Free Talk Live store. So if you aren't on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com, because it's a Sunday. We won't have a live show to announce anything on. There's just going to be an update going out on this coming Sunday about the Free Talk Live store promotional. I think you're going to be pretty excited, at least if you're excited about the Ron Paul campaign. All right, so 800-259-9231. I mentioned that we might talk about the Free State Project and really go into an explanation as to what it's all about. Kat Canning at the Keene Free Press has done a fine job of really laying it out from both perspectives, both touching on the political action and the apolitical action going on here in New Hampshire. If you've listened to the show before, you know that Mark and myself and Wayne were all Free State Project members. We've all moved to New Hampshire as part of this wonderful organization that's dedicated to move 20,000 liberty-loving activists to New Hampshire to get active and help spread the message of freedom. But, you know, that's the general glossy version of what is the Free State Project. And Kat really does a great job breaking it down, once again, from the Keene Free Press. She says, listening to Ian Bernard, that's me, answering questions about the Free State Project on a radio show on WKBK, I realized how much confusion there is about the project. And if you haven't heard that interview, it's posted on our website at freetalklive.com. You can hear me on the air for 2 hours fielding phone calls, many of them about the Free State Project. Some people, they just, man, they didn't get it. Like, they think that it was funny, actually. Many of them thought that it was some centrally controlled organization.
Yeah, a lot of them seem to think that.
That is getting its funding from some billionaire or something like that and actually giving us money to move here. And, you know, those all, you know, they were wondering about the logistics of all of that. And, of course, they were completely wrong. There's no central control. There's no central decision making. It's like the Ron Paul movement. It's completely decentralized. Anyway. She says that there are many facets to the Free State Project. The FSP as an idea, the FSP as an organization, and the people who make up the Free State Project. It is, as an idea, what could happen if you got a whole bunch of people interested in small government together. The Free State Project as an organization tries to facilitate that idea. They do the advertising to recruit people to move to New Hampshire. The people who make up the FSP decide what it means to them to make the government smaller. Some want to work within the political system to reduce taxes, regulations, etc., and some work outside the system through disseminating ideas, persuasion, civil disobedience, and charity. The FSP as an idea started with Jason Sorens out of his studies of secessionist movements. He first published the idea in 2001 in the Libertarian Enterprise. Soon a website was set up to encourage people to sign the pledge. I hereby state my solemn intent to move to the state of New Hampshire. Once there, I will exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. That's the current pledge, and at that time, New Hampshire hadn't been yet chosen as the state. Sorens and others selected 10 states with a low population where they believed that 20,000 activists would have the greatest effectiveness. From those states, and then she lists them all, members selected by vote New Hampshire as the best state to promote individual freedom and small government. And the reasons were legion. I mean, the fact is, New Hampshire won overwhelmingly in that state vote. And it's because it's the live-free-or-die state. There's no state personal income tax. There's no state sales tax. And the legislature here has over 400 members. It's the largest legislative body in America and the third largest in the entire world.
But it's a true citizens' legislature because they only get paid $100 a year, which, in a sense, is like term limits, so you don't have professional politicians running your state.
Exactly. So there was a whole variety of reasons, but New Hampshire won. She goes on to say the FSP as an organization took care of the vote, solicits donations, buys ads, sends speakers to various liberty-oriented events, and organizes two events per year inside New Hampshire, the Liberty Forum and Pork Fest. Now, we've been telling you a lot about the Liberty Forum. It's coming up here within days. In the beginning of January 3rd through the 6th, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But basically, all the activity of the Free State Project organization is geared toward recruiting liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire. The two events the FSP sponsors tend to reflect two types of people that sign up for the project. The in-the-system people that want to make change through political means, and the outside-the-system people. Both events encourage people to move by showing them New Hampshire and how much is happening with the people who've moved so far. And there is so much to talk about there. Much of it we cover here on the air, but there's more than we could even probably possibly talk about. I mean, this isn't an FSP-only show, obviously, so we have to go elsewhere for
our focus. Sure, that wouldn't be very interesting. This is an entertainment show.
Right, but there sure is a lot to talk about, and you really have to be choosy. It doesn't fund, by the way, or direct. The FSP as an organization doesn't fund any of the activism. That's all done by the members themselves.
No, the FSP, the only thing they fund is advertising in order to get people to sign up for the Free State Project.
Right. And it doesn't direct the activism either that happens with its members.
Nope.
Many members have nothing more to do with the FSP organization once they move. They've fulfilled their pledge. At that point, they're essentially granted staters.
And many of them don't even report that they have moved. So
which is bad. They really should report.
They should, but you know, they don't have to. That wasn't part of the pledge.
Some people continue to recruit and otherwise help the organization once they move to New Hampshire, and the FSP doesn't fund any individuals' move to New Hampshire. They did set up a welcome wagon to help facilitate people's moves. Someone getting ready to move could contact the welcome wagon to get advice on where to move, how to find a job, and even to get help unloading the moving vans. There's no part of the organization which decides where people should move within New Hampshire. Among the people who've moved, there's lobbying that goes on to encourage people to move to their area. Keene, Manchester, and Grafton have big lobbies at the moment. But that's not part of the FSP organization. The money the FSP raises goes mainly to ads, the Liberty Forum, and Porkfest, and to administrative fees for things like the website. You can look over their financial statements if you want at the Free State Project website. It's run by a board of directors.
But that's riveting.
Usually elected by the organizers, which is a group of activists doing things to promote the project. The board decides on major expenditures of money and the general direction of the recruiting process, but they have zero control over what the activists do once they move to New Hampshire. The board doesn't decide who joins the Free State Project, although they have kicked at least one person out. Now, the reason for that is there's a prohibition against essentially, you know, someone who will threaten others or be a racist. They're not interested in being allied in any way whatsoever with racists, and so that would be one reason that someone could get ejected. So there are reasons one can be ejected, but it very rarely happens. She says because the FSP is mainly an idea, they have very little control over what is done with that idea. And at that moment, I'd say the leadership of the FSP organization would like to see mainly political activism happening, but there's little they can do to enforce their desire. Leaving libertarians has been described as akin to herding cats. A person who moves to New Hampshire with the FSP...
With everybody, though.
A new mover could have at least 20 strangers show up to help unload their moving van. And we've seen that happen, Mark. They helped us move in, and we've helped people move in. It's just an amazing process. When that person gets here, he's faced with the decision. Well, what do I do now? Well, there are many possibilities. Some people are just here to vote, and that's the extent of their activism. Some people join up with various liberty-oriented groups that already existed in New Hampshire, like the Coalition of New Hampshire Taxpayers or Gun Owners of New Hampshire. Some have even started their own organizations, like the Liberty Scholarship Fund. I'll tell you a little bit more, and then we'll talk to a man from the Republican Liberty Caucus. Bill Westmiller is on the line. We'll find out what he's got to talk about here in a moment and hear from you as well. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time.
However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus to the crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them archived right there on the front page of the website. You just click and download. It's that simple. Go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. We're telling you a little bit about the Free State Project because Kat Canning at the Keene Free Press has done a fine job of really laying it out there. What is the Free State Project? I mean, we talk about it from time to time on Free Talk Live, and they are a sponsor of the show. So she's gotten into quite a bit of detail about how the Free State Project is nothing more than an organization dedicated to encouraging liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire and to become activists. Because that's what it's really all about, is getting activists to move to New Hampshire. If you just love freedom, but you just want to, you know, not do anything about it, well, it's fine if you move to New Hampshire. We certainly won't stop you. We'd love to have you here. But what we really want is people who are going to talk to others, people who are going to go and, you know, reach out or do something in the world of activism. That can mean all kinds of different things. It can mean, you know, Wayne, you're kind of like a programmer kind of guy. You can stay behind the scenes and you can work on websites and that sort of thing. Mark and I, we're on a radio show. Of course, you are too. But my point is, people with different interests don't have to do the same thing when it comes to activism. You could do something like Sam, who called in earlier, go down to the courthouse and hand out Fully Informed Jury Association pamphlets to people. So there's all kinds of levels of activism. But the point is, the Free State Project wants people to do something to help achieve liberty in our lifetime. And that's all the organization exists for, is to encourage those people to move here to New Hampshire and get active. Kat points out that when you get here, there's all kinds of things to do already. There are plenty of organizations you can join, you can become a part of and get active. You can do political action. You can do apolitical stuff, outside of the system stuff. She points out that some people have come here and started their own organizations, such as the Liberty Scholarship Fund, as well as the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. That was started by Free State Project members.
And I'm a member.
And some people are doing their own TV shows. It's not just radio. There's television production going on. In fact, Mark and I think are going to Concord on Friday to appear on one of those shows.
Yeah, Friday.
As a matter of fact. So we'll give you more information about that when it happens. Anyway, she says, I would say the majority of people who've moved to New Hampshire with the Free State Project are working on the Ron Paul campaign at the moment. Some of us are vehemently opposed to politics in principle and work outside the system. Some outside the system activity has included civil disobedience, the Keene Free Press, movie making, radio shows, the Liberty Scholarship Fund, highway litter cleanup, and protests on various subjects such as eminent domain, property rights, taxes, and torture. People who've moved with the FSP describe themselves as libertarians, Republicans, Democrats, anarchists, voluntarists. It's not one homogenous group. I would guess the majority call themselves libertarian, with Republican being second. People don't show up in New Hampshire and get their marching orders from anyone. That'd be very unlibertarian. Each has to make the decision for himself, what he thinks will be the most effective at creating the society he wants to live in. We don't even agree on what that society should look like. Some want a little less government. Some want none at all. How the activism happens? Someone has an idea, puts it out there, and sees if anyone agrees or joins in. There's no big funding of any of the activism going on among Free Staters that I know of. We use online forums to get the word out about what's happening, along with various in-person get-togethers, which occur regularly. Anyone's welcome to drop in on these events to ask questions and see what we're doing and join in. And that's kind of one of the neat hallmarks of some of the activism that's going on here, is that it's all out in the open. There's nobody's hiding. I mean, there might be some people hiding things, but as far as the activism is concerned that I've been encountered, all of it's discussed online. It's discussed in person. It wouldn't be hard for anybody to infiltrate because there's no privacy here. I mean, we talk about everything we're doing in advance. This weekend on Saturday, there's going to be a UN flag burn. Anybody's invited to show up. It's not just a Free Stater thing. It's organized by Free State Project members, but it's something that's open to the public.
You likely would have to dislike the UN.
Well, most likely, yeah, and I don't imagine why any UN supporters would show up at such a thing. But we went last year, all three of us were there, and it was a good time. I think we're going to go again. Anyway, she says, what kind of people leave their friends and family to move across the country for an idea? There have been many families, lots of single men, a high concentration of computer whizzes. Many of us are homeschoolers, gun owners, there are pilots, students, lawyers, handymen. What you're not likely to find among us is anyone on welfare. We all have one idea. The government is too big. And she goes and she points to the Free State Project website. You can read some stories there from people who have moved. And there are people moving all the time. I mean, even in the dead of winter, new people are coming here. We've got this meeting that happens weekly here in the Keene area. And one of our listeners found the show, found Free Talk Live, through our interview of Ron Paul. So once again, we were talking earlier in the show about how this, you know, the Ron Paul movement has just gotten so much activism done. There's been such a flurry of activism surrounding the Ron Paul campaign. It's just been incredible. And here's one real-life example of that. Because we interviewed Ron Paul, somebody found that interview online, thereby finding Free Talk Live, because he was obviously already into Ron Paul, found Free Talk Live through our interview of Ron Paul, kept listening to the show, heard us talking about the Free State Project, signed up for the Free State Project, and is now living here in Keene, New Hampshire.
What was that, 2 months ago?
2 months ago.
Wow.
You want to talk about decisive. Just, I was stunned when I heard that story. I mean, because, you know, it took me a while to decide to join the Free State Project, and then, you know, it took me a while to tie up all my loose ends and actually end up deciding to move and actually move. And this guy, bing, bang, boom, he's done in 2 months, and here he is.
Some people can do that, but you know, there's a lot of people in this country who probably feel like they're living on the wrong planet now.
Sure.
And when you can find a place or you know of a place that where people are more like-minded, where you don't feel alone, like you don't feel like people are looking at you like you're a kook,
right,
then you want to live there. You want to feel welcome.
And that's what the Free Staters do a great job of doing, is welcoming new people to New Hampshire,
yeah,
and making them feel at home. For instance, a few weeks ago, there were at least two different Thanksgiving dinners that I knew of going on in different parts of the state that Free Staters were invited to. Because if you move away from your family and your friends, you might feel a little lonely at that sort of time of year. you've got somewhere to go. You've got people who are interested in spending time with you, and it's just an amazing group of people, which leads me to ask, why is Bill Westmiller still in California? Bill, from the Republican Liberty Caucus, you're on the line on Free Talk Live.
I was in New Hampshire for the Liberty Forum, and the RLC, of course, is a sponsor of the forum and other
and the show.
Free State Project events and that sort of thing. But I'm really disappointed.
How so?
I thought the Free State Project was one of the secret international conspiracies to reduce every government to the size of a cockroach.
It's not. It is.
Darn. I was hoping I was in on something here.
Are you coming back this year? I haven't noticed you on the list of people at the Liberty Forum. Are you going to be attending?
Not for the winter session. Maybe the summer session. I'm
for the
looking at my press schedule.
Oh, cool.
But no, I spent 4 years in Canada, so I've had my fill.
You've had all the snow you can handle. So
that's all I could handle.
I asked you specifically to call in because I read the Ron Paul 2008 forum posts, and you'll often put your commentary on there, and I look forward to reading that commentary. And I figured that some of my listeners probably don't read that, and probably most of them. And I wanted you to sort of update us on the Ron Paul campaign, some of the things from your point of view.
No, this is not the Ron Paul show, so I have a particular topic that I want to talk about. We'll have to call it the Revolution Blimp.
Okay, yeah.
The RP Blimp.
You can do that. That's fine.
But all of your listeners can now read my commentaries because I was throwing in a lot of comments here and there on the e-group, mm-hmm. and decided it was probably better to do it on a blog kind of basis. So if your listeners go to nolancharts.com, they'll find my column there discussing all kinds of different issues.
That's Nolan Charts, plural. Nolan Charts?
Singular.
Singular.
Nolancharts.com,
and it's called West Coast Views, right?
West Coast Views.
Well, let's get some of your views here in a moment. More with Bill Westmiller. He is involved with the RLC. We'll talk more with him in a moment.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
If you've got a question for Bill or just want to bring up whatever's on your mind, dial on in, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, just enough time for your call if you sneak it in now. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you want to help out the show, then become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get us on more radio stations across the country, thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So if that's something you think you could spare $3 a month for, go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room and forum. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And the new Zero Blaster shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet with a blue LED light to light them up. You can get the Zero Blaster, a Mega Blaster, or a Mini Blaster. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com, as well as some other really cool sci-fi kind of geeky toys. That's ZeroToys.com. We go back to Bill Westmiller. Are you still the chairperson of the Republican Liberty Caucus, Bill?
I am still the chairperson of the Republican Liberty
but
Caucus.
But I am being told that you are not calling tonight as the chair. You're calling tonight as Bill Westmiller.
I am. Indeed, Bill Westmiller.
<All right.
laughs> Yeah, well, it's only because I don't want to be speaking on behalf of the RLC because we're talking about a variety of different things where the RLC may or may not have taken a position. So
okay.
I'm not speaking in an official capacity.
So what is it that you had called to share with us tonight?
There is a new Free State member by the name of Trevor Lyman.
Yes,
yes.
The
yes.
500th mover, the 500th rather in-state member of the Free State Project. He has recently moved to New Hampshire from Miami, and he's the guy that created the Ron Paul money bomb.
Exactly, and he's the one that started up the Tea Party, and he was the one that started the plans for the Ron Paul blimp.
That's amazing. And after he's done with Ron Paul, I need to hire him to promote Free Talk Live's AMP program.
Anyway, I don't know whether your listeners had heard or not, but there has been a delay in the blimp launching. They had hoped to do it Monday.
Oh, no.
Now it looks like Friday, but they're hoping it'll be there for the Boston Tea Party on the 16th.
Oh, I'm sure it will. What
fascinated me was because Trevor is a good example of the kind of spontaneous libertarian individualist activism that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
When the Ron Paul blimp idea first started, he had a website, was taking pledges and so on, then suddenly, without much explanation, it turned into a for-profit corporation. And that confused a lot of people. And so I did a little research because, having been a congressional candidate, I knew about APC rules and that sort of thing. and discovered that they had found a unique way to evade the Federal Election Commission regulations in order to raise the $350,000 to get this blimp off the ground. And so I've written a lengthy article called Ron Paul Blimp Soars Over BCRA, primarily motivated because, of course, some of the left-wing press said, oh, well, the Ron Paulers are hacking the FEC code. And trying to get away with murder here, you know, subterfuge, secret conspiracies kind of stuff. But the media overall is very excited about it. What actually happened was that they hired a consultant who is a former chairman of the Federal Election Commission that just resigned last year. And he told them, here's how you do it. You do not form a political action committee. You do not form a 527 or a nonprofit corporation. You form a business. And what you do is you're simply selling services to individuals. Now, the limits for contributions to a campaign is $2,300.
That's correct.
Limits for contributions to a PAC is $5,000. But you as an individual can spend whatever you want, and all you need to do is just report that you spent the money on behalf of a particular campaign. You can't talk to the campaign. You can't organize with anybody else. You are just acting as an individual.
Right. So what these guys are doing is they're going to put this blimp up there, and they're accepting sales, if you will, of people buying time for the blimp.
Exactly. Advertising space. It's basically they're treating it as though it were a media company, like a television station or radio station or something like that, which, of course, are totally exempt from all the FEC regulations. All they're doing is selling advertising, selling time. That's all they're doing.
But what is put it off? I mean, why is it, what is the delay there?
Oh, well, normally when you get this huge blimp, I mean, I think the U.S. Navy had it for a year before Trevor nailed it down. But it can take months to get just the banners themselves manufactured because they have to be very lightweight banners that are put on the blimp itself. That normally takes months. Well, they got the commitment 3 weeks ago, and they found the company that that makes the signs, and they're Ron Paul supporters, and the blimp company owner was a Ron Paul supporter.
Wow.
And everybody agreed to work overtime to get the signs done as soon as possible, but it still took a week and a half to get it done instead of a week. So they're going to be putting the banners on the blimp.
Okay, I was worried for a moment there, Bill. I was worried the reason they didn't get it done was because some FEC bureaucrat stepped in the way and started messing with things. I'm glad it was just a technical difficulty.
It's not really a technical difficulty. It's practically a miracle that they got these signs done in the short amount of time they did, because it could have taken until March before normal companies would have been able to do this.
So it was just a total coincidence that the blimp owner and the sign manufacturer happen to be Ron Paul supporters?
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor called around a couple of different blimp companies, and there are only like two or three of them, and was talking to one of the blimp salesmen, and he said, oh, yeah, my boss is a big fan of Ron Paul.
The world is going to change, Bill. I'm sure of it. The world is going to change.
Oh, it's inevitable. Hopefully it'll change in the right direction.
So anyway, they've got all the money they need, and they're still selling time on the blimp, because presumably it's going to go on after the January primaries. And
well, right, because when you say they have all the money they need, you mean they have enough money to get them through the next week or so, but they need continuing contributions to keep that blimp in the air in different locations. I know they want to fly it over New York City and D.C., Disney World, I mean, all kinds of places.
That's, and it's so valuable. If you had a billboard in one of those towns, and not everybody would be able to see it, I mean, blimps are pretty rare.
Right.
People look up at those things. I mean, New York, Manhattan, 17 million people work on Manhattan during the day, during a weekday. I mean, that's an incredible what a cost per point. It still works very well. And then
the intriguing thing about it is that it isn't just a blimp. They're going to have radio-controlled mini-blimps. They're going to be flying around down low with the Ron Paul logo on it.
Oh, boy.
Buzzing people and very easy to see and very attention-getting. They're going to have spotlights at night to light up the blimp.
That's
so
perfect.
So people driving around in the evening will be able to see it. All kinds of fantastic. And, of course, they're giving rides to media and reporters and that sort of thing to get a little bit of ink.
Yeah, sure they're going to leverage that into all kinds of news coverage, which is brilliant.
Even without the blimp so far, Ron's been doing pretty good in some national polls. He's going up. He's got upward momentum, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, what's your understanding sort of where he's at in Iowa, New Hampshire, nationally? I heard something good went on in Alaska on a TV station, had a poll or something, and he was supposed to win the Alaskan caucus.
Yeah, I have an article on the NolanChart.com about the blimp, but I have another one called Ron Paul Can Win Big on that same site, and you'll find it in the favorites.
I like the title of that one.
And what I did was I took all the national polls and the main state polls for the first early primaries, the five early primaries, and I did one of these mathematical spreadsheet projection things and figured out that by January, mid-January, Ron Paul will be in the 15 to 20% range on all five states.
Hmm.
And if you go to the website and click on the little graph I drew, you can actually download the Excel spreadsheet and look at the numbers to see whether you think they're credible or not.
So these states are Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Nevada, and Michigan?
Exactly.
Okay.
Nevada, I think I threw in Florida at the end, yeah.
They get a over there.
And all of them are moving in what's becoming very quickly an exponential curve. Now, if he gets into the 15 to 20% range, with five people in the race, he could win any one of those primaries or any one of those caucuses.
I really think he's going to win. I really believe that he's going to win New Hampshire. But you know,
what my estimation is, and I'm working right now on an analysis for the Iowa caucuses because that's obviously the first one coming up in January. And the winner takes about 30-35%, and it looks like Huckabee's going to do that. But the second place is very close, around the 17 to 21% range. So if Ron's numbers go up from 3 to 5 to 8%, they are now, mm-hmm. to 10% to 12% to 15% by January 5th, he could easily be in second place ahead of Romney in Iowa.
That'd
if he comes
cool.
in second place in Iowa, then he's all over New Hampshire.
He can beat Huckabee, that's for sure.
You remember that Huckabee is appealing to the religious right, just like Robertson did back in 2000. And Robertson won the Iowa primary in 2000 and then totally disappeared.
Well, yeah. If you want more of Bill Westmiller's analysis, political analysis, number crunching and all of that, go and see his blog. It's NolanChart.com, right, Bill?
Got it.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
I pour over that stuff.
I appreciate the expertise. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We'll join you again tomorrow night, and you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Spy.